To fully understand Jesus' action of spitting on the ground and making mud to heal the blind man, as described in the 9th chapter of the book of John, it is essential to delve into the historical and cultural context of the time. In the first century, that region was immersed in a rich tapestry of cultural and religious beliefs and practices that profoundly influenced daily life. Additionally, it is crucial to consider how blindness was viewed in Jewish society at that time. There was a widespread belief that blindness, like other disabilities, was a divine punishment for sins committed by the individual or their parents. This is evident in the disciples' question to Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" John 9:2. This question reflects a predominant theological view that linked illness and disability to sin and divine judgment. However, Jesus challenges this established belief by responding that neither the man nor his parents sinned, but that he was born blind so that the works of God might be displayed in him. John 9:3. With this response, Jesus not only rejects the idea that disability is a divine punishment, but also introduces the notion that illness can be an opportunity for the manifestation of God's power and grace. Jesus' action of spitting on the ground and making mud before applying it to the blind man's eyes can be seen as a way to connect with the cultural and healing practices of his time, while demonstrating his divine healing power. This gesture not only aligned with contemporary healing practices, but also served as a tangible means by which God's power could be perceived. Moreover, the use of elements of creation, such as earth, is symbolically rich. In the biblical narrative, the earth is often associated with creation and life. God created man from the dust of the earth, Genesis 2:7. And by using the earth mixed with his saliva, Jesus was perhaps evoking this image of creation and renewal. He was, in a sense, recreating the man's vision, restoring him to a state of wholeness. The story of the healing of the blind man in John 9 goes beyond a simple physical healing. It has profound spiritual and theological implications. Blindness, both in the Bible and in other religious traditions, often symbolizes a condition of ignorance or spiritual separation. The restoration of sight, in turn, symbolizes enlightenment, understanding, and reconciliation with God. Jesus declares himself to be the light of the world, John 9:5, which is a recurring theme in the Gospel of John. Light is a powerful metaphor for truth, revelation, and the presence of God. When Jesus heals the blind man, he is not only restoring physical sight, but also offering spiritual light to the man and to all who witness the miracle. This light is a revelation of the true nature of God and the divine purpose of Jesus. By spitting on the ground and making mud to heal the blind man, Jesus is using a method that, besides having cultural connotations of healing, can also be seen as an act of creation. The earth, an element of the original creation, mixed with Jesus' saliva, may symbolize the action of God creating and restoring. This new creation is not only physical, but also spiritual. Jesus is, in a way, recreating the man, not only giving him sight, but also inviting him to a new life illuminated by divine truth. The man's blindness was not the result of personal sin, but an opportunity for the works of God to be displayed in him. John 9:3. This statement by Jesus redefines the perception of suffering and disabilities. Instead of being seen as punishments, they can be understood as contexts in which God's glory can be revealed. This perspective offers a redemptive view of suffering, transforming it into a vehicle for the manifestation of divine grace. Moreover, the healing of the blind man functions as an act of revelation, not only for the healed man, but also for the onlookers, especially the religious leaders. Their resistance to accepting the miracle reveals their own spiritual blindness. They were trapped in a rigid interpretation of the law and unable to recognize the truth of God manifested in Jesus. This spiritual blindness is a central theme in the narrative, and serves as a contrast to the illumination of the healed man. The healing process itself, a physical act resulting in spiritual transformation, reflects John's theology of the Incarnation. Jesus, the Word made flesh, uses physical means to convey spiritual grace and truth. This concept is fundamental to understanding Jesus's mission in the Gospel of John, where the signs and miracles performed by Jesus are always more than acts of power. They are revelations of God's character and purpose. Jesus's healing of the blind man, as described in John 9, sparked a series of intense reactions, especially among the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the time. This event was not just a miracle, but also a point of controversy that highlighted the growing conflict between Jesus and the Jewish religious authorities. The Pharisees' response to the healing reveals much about the religious and social dynamics of Jesus's time and provides a deeper understanding of the narrative. The Pharisees were deeply concerned with the strict observance of the law, including the Sabbath laws. When they heard about the miracle, their primary focus was not on the healing itself, but on the fact that Jesus had performed an act of work on the Sabbath, which they considered a grave violation of the law. In John 9:16, we read, "Some of the Pharisees said, 'This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath.'" For them, the observance of the law was the supreme evidence of faithfulness to God, and any violation of it was seen as a sin. This reaction underscores the Pharisees' spiritual blindness. They were so fixated on the letter of the law that they were unable to see the work of God manifested through Jesus. The healing of the blind man, which should have been a cause for joy and praise, became a point of division and condemnation. The Pharisees' insistence on interrogating the healed man and his parents, seeking to discredit the miracle, reveals their fear and resistance to any challenge to their authority and interpretation of the law. The narrative continues with the Pharisees attempting to discredit the authenticity of the miracle. They question the healed man's parents, asking if he was truly born blind. The parents confirm it, but fearing repercussions, avoid discussing how he was healed, indicating that he is an adult and can speak for himself, John 9:20-23. This fear of the parents illustrates the social and religious pressure of the time, where any association with Jesus could lead to exclusion from the religious community. The second interview of the Pharisees with the healed man is particularly revealing. They pressure the man to deny the miracle or discredit Jesus. However, he responds with a simplicity and clarity that contrasts with the complexity and spiritual blindness of the Pharisees. "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." John 9:25. This powerful statement highlights the simple and undeniable truth of the miracle, which the Pharisees were reluctant to accept. The Pharisees' final reaction is to expel the man from the synagogue. This act of excommunication reveals the depth of their rejection of Jesus and those who followed him. For the Pharisees, maintaining religious purity and order was more important than recognizing an evident act of divine mercy and power. This expulsion not only marginalized the healed man, but also served as a warning to others who might be tempted to follow Jesus. The controversy surrounding the healing of the blind man exposes the growing division between the new community emerging around Jesus and the established religious authorities. This conflict is central in the Gospel of John and serves to illustrate the new understanding of law and grace that Jesus brought. The rigidity of the Pharisees contrasts with Jesus' flexibility and compassion, pointing to a new way of understanding the relationship with God. The symbolic meaning of the Sabbath in healing. The healing of the blind man on the Sabbath is a crucial aspect of John 9's narrative and carries profound theological meanings. To better understand this choice, we need to explore the symbolism of the Sabbath in Jewish tradition, and how Jesus reinterprets this practice. The Sabbath, or Shabbat, is one of the most important commandments for Jews, established in Genesis 2:2-3, where God rested on the seventh day after creation. This day of rest is a sign of the covenant between God and Israel, a mark of holiness, and a time dedicated to reflection, prayer, and abstinence from work. Strict observance of the Sabbath was one of the pillars of Jewish religious life during Jesus's time, and any violation was seen with extreme seriousness. By healing on the Sabbath, Jesus not only performs a miracle, but also challenges the rigid interpretations of the law imposed by the religious leaders. On several occasions, Jesus taught that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, Mark 2:27. This teaching suggests that the original purpose of the Sabbath was to benefit humanity by providing rest and spiritual renewal, not to be a legalistic burden. The healing of the blind man on the Sabbath underlines Jesus's message about the true nature of the Sabbath. Rather than being a mere legal observance, the Sabbath should be a time for the manifestation of God's mercy and power. By healing the blind man, Jesus demonstrates that doing good and bringing healing is a legitimate and even essential expression of Sabbath rest. This action not only challenges the rigidity of the Pharisees, but also reorients the understanding of what it truly means to rest in God. Moreover, the choice to heal on the Sabbath can also be seen as a statement about the new creation that Jesus was inaugurating. Just as God rested after creation, Jesus, by healing on the Sabbath, symbolizes the fulfillment and completeness of creation through the kingdom of God. The healing of the blind man, therefore, is not just an isolated act of compassion, but a sign of the new order that Jesus was bringing, a new order where mercy, healing, and renewal are central. This reinterpretation of the Sabbath also places Jesus in direct conflict with the religious authorities, who viewed his action as a violation of the law. This conflict is a recurring theme in the Gospels, where Jesus often challenges the legal interpretations of the Pharisees to reveal a deeper and more spiritual understanding of God's law. Another important aspect of the healing of the blind man in John 9 is how this miracle reveals the identity of Jesus. At the end of the narrative, Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man, a title loaded with messianic and eschatological significance. To understand the depth of this self-identification, we need to explore what it means to be the Son of Man and how this relates to the healing of the blind man. The title Son of Man appears frequently in the Gospels, and its roots are in the book of Daniel, where a figure like a son of man receives dominion, glory, and an eternal kingdom from God, Daniel 7:13-14. This title is often associated with the expected Messiah who would bring redemption and establish God's kingdom on earth. By healing the blind man and then revealing himself as the Son of Man, John 9:35-37, Jesus is affirming his messianic role. This miracle serves as a demonstration of his power and divine authority. He is not just a prophet or a healer, but one who has the power to restore, both physically and spiritually. The healing of the blind man is a tangible sign that the kingdom of God is manifesting through Jesus. Moreover, Jesus's identification as the Son of Man is significant because this title carries the idea of judgment and redemption. In the same chapter, Jesus speaks about the spiritual blindness of the Pharisees and the enlightenment of those who recognize his truth. As the Son of Man, Jesus brings judgment. Those who refuse to see and accept his truth remain in their spiritual blindness, while those who recognize him are brought into the light. This theme of judgment and enlightenment is central to understanding Jesus's role in John 9. The miracle of the blind man's healing is not just an act of compassion, but an illustration of the eschatological judgment that Jesus brings. Those who believe in him are healed and brought into the light, while those who reject him remain in darkness. A crucial element in the narrative of John 9 is the testimony and confession of faith of the man who was healed. His journey from physical blindness to spiritual sight reflects a process of revelation and growth in faith, culminating in his confession of Jesus as Lord. After being healed, the blind man is interrogated by the Pharisees about how he received his sight. Initially, he simply reports the facts. "The man called Jesus made mud, put it on my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed, and then I could see." John 9:11. This straightforward and honest response reflects his personal experience, but does not yet reveal a full understanding of who Jesus is. As the pressure from the Pharisees increases, the healed man becomes more assertive in his testimony. When they try to discredit Jesus, he responds with simple and direct logic. "We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." John 9:31, 33. Here, the man not only defends the legitimacy of the miracle, but also begins to recognize Jesus' connection with God. The man's journey culminates when he meets Jesus again. Jesus asks him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man responds, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus then reveals his identity, and the man responds, "Lord, I believe," and he worships him. John 9:35, 38. This moment of recognition and worship is the culmination of his faith journey. He has moved from an initial limited understanding to a complete confession of Jesus as the Son of God. The testimony of the healed man is significant for several reasons. First, it serves as an example of growing faith and transformation. His personal experience with Jesus leads him to a deeper understanding and a public declaration of faith, despite the pressure and opposition from religious leaders. This testimony challenges the spiritual blindness of the Pharisees and offers a contrast to their refusal to believe. Second, the confession of faith by the healed man is a powerful testimony for the readers of the Gospel of John. His journey from blindness to sight, both physical and spiritual, serves as a model for all who seek the truth. The Gospel of John often uses the language of seeing and believing to describe the appropriate response to Jesus, and the story of the healed man exemplifies this ideal response. Finally, the testimony of the healed man highlights the importance of personal testimony in spreading the faith. His willingness to speak the truth about his experience, even in the face of opposition, serves as an example of courage and faithfulness. It reminds us that an encounter with Jesus transforms lives, and that this transformation should be shared with others. Jesus's action of making mud with saliva and dirt before applying it to the blind man's eyes is rich in symbolism and warrants detailed analysis. This seemingly simple gesture carries profound theological and spiritual meanings that deepen the understanding of the miracle. First of all, the mud is composed of two fundamental elements, saliva and earth. Earth, in the biblical context, has a profound meaning. In Genesis, God created man from the dust of the earth, Genesis 2:7. By using earth in the healing, Jesus might be symbolically evoking this creation narrative, suggesting an act of recreation or renewal. Therefore, the earth represents humanity in its most basic form and divine creation. Saliva, on the other hand, had healing and spiritual connotations in the culture of the time. As mentioned earlier, saliva was often associated with medicinal properties. When Jesus mixes his saliva with the earth, he is imbued the human element of the earth with his own divinity. This act symbolizes the incarnation, God, becoming flesh and dwelling among us, John 1:14. Thus, the mud becomes a symbol of the union between the divine and the human, a microcosm of Jesus's mission on earth. By applying this mud to the blind man's eyes, Jesus performs a gesture that goes beyond the physical. He is symbolically performing an act of new creation. Just as God breathed life into the dust to create Adam, Jesus applies the mud to bring new life and vision to the man. This act of recreation is a tangible sign of Jesus's transformative power and the new life he offers to all who follow him. Moreover, the mud on the blind man's eyes can be seen as a metaphor for the spiritual condition of humanity. Everyone is, in a way, blind by the mud of their own limitations, sins, and ignorances. The healing performed by Jesus not only removes physical blindness, but also points to the removal of this spiritual mud, bringing clarity and spiritual vision. This gesture of making mud and applying it also has an aspect of humiliation and humility. Jesus, by engaging in such a basic and earthy act, demonstrates his willingness to descend to the most elemental human level to bring healing and redemption. This humble act is a reminder that true healing and transformation come through humility and Jesus's willingness to deeply engage with the human condition. Jesus's command for the blind man to wash in the pool of Siloam adds another layer of symbolism. The pool of Siloam was a source of living water in Jerusalem, and water often symbolizes purification and spiritual renewal in the Bible. By washing in the water of Siloam, the blind man not only removes the physical mud from his eyes, but also undergoes a rite of purification and spiritual rebirth. The pool of Siloam plays a significant role in the blind man's healing, serving as the place where the miracle is completed. This location is not chosen randomly, but carries profound symbolic meaning that enriches the narrative of John 9. The pool of Siloam was a pool in Jerusalem, fed by Hezekiah's tunnel, which brought water from the Gihon spring. The water of Siloam was considered living water, essential for life and purification. On various occasions, water is used in the Bible as a symbol of spiritual renewal and eternal life. Jesus, in John 4, offers living water to the Samaritan woman, promising that those who drink of this water will never thirst again. By sending the blind man to wash in the pool of Siloam, Jesus is thus utilizing a powerful symbol of purification and new life. The act of washing in the living water of the pool completes the healing initiated with the mud. This gesture symbolizes the purification of sins and the spiritual renewal that Jesus offers. Additionally, the name Siloam means sent. This name deeply resonates with the identity and mission of Jesus, who often refers to himself as the one sent by the Father, John 5:36 and John 6:29. By sending the blind man to wash in Siloam, Jesus is, in a way, sending him to find the true healing and purification that can only come through the one sent by God. The washing in the pool also serves as a rite of passage. The blind man goes to the pool in obedience to Jesus's command, and through this act of faith, he is healed. This process reflects the spiritual journey of every believer, where obedience and faith in Jesus lead to purification and new life. The blind man, by washing in Siloam, emerges not only with physical vision, but also with a new spiritual vision, ready to testify about the work of Jesus. The pool of Siloam, therefore, is not just a physical location, but a symbol of transformation and spiritual renewal. It represents the point where faith meets grace, where obedience results in healing, and where Jesus's living water brings eternal life. This symbolism enriches the narrative and underscores the central message of Jesus as the source of life and light for all. In the context of the blind man's healing, Jesus makes one of his most important declarations: "I am the light of the world," John 9:5. This statement not only illuminates the meaning of the miracle, but also offers a profound insight into the identity and mission of Jesus. Light is a powerful and multifaceted symbol in the Bible. From Genesis, where God said, "Let there be light," Genesis 1:3, light is associated with God's presence, creation, and life. In the Old Testament, light often represents God's revelation and divine guidance. The Psalms, for example, refer to God's word as a lamp for my feet and a light on my path, Psalm 119:105. By declaring that he is the light of the world, Jesus is claiming to be the source of divine revelation and spiritual guidance. This light is not only for the Jews, but for the whole world, indicating the universal reach of Jesus's mission. He came to bring clarity, truth, and direction to all who walk in darkness. In the immediate context of John 9, this declaration is illustrated by the miracle of the blind man's healing. The blind man represents all those who are in darkness, both physically and spiritually. The healing performed by Jesus, which involves giving sight to a man born blind, symbolizes the spiritual enlightenment that Jesus brings. He not only cures physical blindness, but also offers spiritual light, revealing the truth of God and salvation. This declaration also has eschatological implications. Jesus, as the light of the world, is the anticipation of the eternal light of God's kingdom. In Revelation, the New Jerusalem is described as not needing the sun or the moon, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Revelation 21:23. The light that Jesus brings is a foretaste of this eternal and perfect light that will be full in the end times. Furthermore, Jesus' light exposes the spiritual blindness of those who refuse to believe in him. The Pharisees, despite seeing the miracle, remain in darkness due to their refusal to acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah. This spiritual blindness is a recurring theme in the Gospel of John, where light and darkness are used to contrast the truth of Jesus with rejection and unbelief. Therefore, the declaration, "I am the light of the world," is not just a poetic metaphor, but a central affirmation of Jesus' identity and mission. He is the revelation of God, the source of life and truth, and the anticipation of the eternal light of God's kingdom. This light brings healing, guidance, and salvation, but also exposes and judges the darkness of unbelief. The narrative of John 9 not only recounts the healing of the blind man, but also emphasizes the spiritual blindness of the Pharisees. This theme is central to the message of the Gospel of John and offers a powerful critique of the religious attitudes of the time. The Pharisees, respected religious leaders, were known for their dedication to the law of Moses and their strict interpretations. However, this dedication to the letter of the law often blinded them to its spirit. In the case of the blind man's healing, they were more concerned with the observance of the Sabbath than with the miracle itself. In John 9:16, they say, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." This statement reveals their inability to see beyond their own traditions and recognize God's work in Jesus. The Pharisees' spiritual blindness is contrasted with the growing spiritual vision of the healed man. While the man moves from limited understanding to a full confession of faith, the Pharisees sink deeper into unbelief. They investigate the miracle with skepticism, interrogate the man and his parents, and finally expel the man from the synagogue. This expulsion is a symbol of their rejection of the truth and the light that Jesus brings. The resistance of the Pharisees also reveals an aspect of power and control. They were concerned with maintaining their religious authority and status quo. Accepting Jesus as the Messiah threatened their position and traditional interpretations of the law. Therefore, their spiritual blindness was not just a lack of understanding, but a deliberate refusal to see the truth that threatened their power. Jesus directly confronts this spiritual blindness at the end of the chapter. He says, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." John 9:39. This statement is a direct accusation against the Pharisees. Those who think they see, meaning they believe they fully understand the law and God's will, are actually blind to the new revelation and work of God in Jesus. In contrast, those who recognize their own blindness and need for help are the ones who receive true spiritual vision. This spiritual blindness of the Pharisees is a warning to all readers of the Gospel. It highlights the danger of rigidly clinging to religious traditions and interpretations to the point of losing the ability to recognize God's new work. It is a call for humility, openness, and the continuous pursuit of divine truth. The healing of the blind man in John 9 is not just an isolated miracle, but carries significant eschatological implications intertwined with the overall message of the Gospel of John. This miracle points to the fulfillment of prophetic promises and the inauguration of a new era of redemption and divine revelation. In the context of the Old Testament, the healing of the blind was seen as a sign of the messianic age. In Isaiah 35, 5, 6, we read, "Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy." These prophecies describe a time of restoration and healing that accompanies the arrival of the Messiah and the Kingdom of God. By healing the man born blind, Jesus is demonstrating that these messianic promises are being fulfilled in him. This miracle serves as a sign that the Kingdom of God is manifesting through his work. Jesus not only performs an act of compassion, but also makes an eschatological statement. The time of promised redemption and restoration has arrived. Furthermore, the Gospel of John often presents the miracles of Jesus as signs pointing to deeper spiritual realities. Therefore, the healing of the blind man is not just an act of power, but a revelation of Jesus's identity as the Messiah and the Son of God. This miracle is a foreshadowing of the final judgment, where Jesus, the light of the world, will bring clarity and revelation to all. This eschatological aspect is reinforced by Jesus's statement, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." This declaration underscores the division that Jesus's presence brings to the world. Those who recognize his light and truth are brought to spiritual vision, while those who refuse to believe remain in darkness. The healing of the blind man also points to the new creation that Jesus inaugurates. Just as God created light at the beginning of time, Jesus, as the light of the world, brings a new light of revelation and life. This new creation is a foretaste of God's eternal kingdom, where there will be no more blindness, pain, or death. In Revelation, the vision of the new Jerusalem includes the promise that he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21, 4. The healing of the blind man in John 9 is an eschatological sign pointing to the fulfillment of messianic promises, the revelation of Jesus's identity, and the inauguration of a new era of redemption. This miracle is a foretaste of the fullness of God's kingdom, where the light of Christ will illuminate all things and spiritual blindness will be eradicated. The confession of faith by the healed man is one of the most significant moments in the narrative of John 9. This act of faith culminates his journey of physical and spiritual healing and serves as a powerful testimony to the transformation that Jesus brings. After being expelled from the synagogue by the Pharisees, the healed man encounters Jesus again. Jesus asks him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man responds, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus then reveals himself clearly to the man, saying, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." This moment of revelation is crucial. The man who experienced physical healing now receives a direct revelation of Jesus's identity. The man's response is a full confession of faith, "Lord, I believe," and he worships Jesus, John 9:38. This act of worship is significant on several levels. First, it indicates that the man recognizes Jesus not just as a healer or prophet, but as Lord and Savior. His worship is an expression of reverence and submission to the divinity of Jesus. This confession of faith also marks the conclusion of his journey from blindness to sight. He has moved from a limited and fragmented understanding to a full and personal recognition of Jesus as the Son of God. This progression reflects the spiritual journey of many believers, where the initial revelation of Jesus leads to deeper faith and a more complete understanding of his identity and mission. Moreover, the confession of faith by the healed man serves as a contrast to the unbelief of the Pharisees. While the religious leaders remain blind to the truth of Jesus, the man who was physically blind now sees clearly both physically and spiritually. His confession is a declaration that true sight comes through the recognition and acceptance of Jesus. The man's worship of Jesus is also a significant theological statement. In the Jewish context, worship was reserved exclusively for God. By worshiping Jesus, the man is implicitly acknowledging his divinity. This act of worship reinforces the message of the Gospel of John about Jesus' identity as the Son of God and the promised Messiah. The confession of faith, "Lord, I believe," is a climactic moment in the narrative of John 9. It marks the complete transformation of the healed man from blindness to sight, from doubt to faith, and from marginalization to worship. This moment encapsulates the central message of the Gospel of John: the revelation of Jesus as the light of the world and the invitation to faith and worship. The story of the healing of the blind man in John 9 is rich in theological and spiritual significance, offering profound lessons about the nature of Jesus, the human condition, and the appropriate response to divine revelation. As we conclude this analysis, it is important to reflect on the practical and spiritual implications of this narrative for today's readers and believers. First, the healing of the blind man is a powerful reminder of Jesus' compassion and power. He sees and responds to human need, offering healing and renewal. This miracle challenges us to trust in Jesus' transformative power in our own lives, believing that he can bring healing and renewal to the areas where we are blind or wounded. Furthermore, the narrative underscores the importance of personal testimony. The healed man does not hesitate to share his experience and defend the truth of the miracle he experienced, even in the face of opposition. His testimony is an inspiring example of how our own encounters with Jesus can impact and challenge others. We are called to be courageous witnesses, sharing the transformation Jesus has brought to our lives with those around us. The reaction of the Pharisees to the healing also offers an important warning. Their spiritual blindness and resistance to the truth remind us of the danger of rigidly clinging to religious traditions and interpretations to the point of losing the ability to see God's new and transformative work. This story challenges us to keep open hearts and minds to God's ongoing revelation, willing to learn and grow in our spiritual understanding. Jesus' declaration as the light of the world is a call to action for all believers. We are invited to live in the light of Jesus, allowing his truth and grace to illuminate our lives and actions. This call to action includes living according to Jesus' teachings, practicing compassion, justice, and truth, and reflecting his light in the world around us. Finally, the narrative of John 9 is an invitation to worship and faith. The confession of faith by the healed man, "Lord, I believe," and his worship of Jesus are models for us all. We are called to recognize and worship Jesus as our Lord and Savior, surrendering our lives to him in faith and devotion. This worship is not just a ritual act, but a wholehearted response to God's revelation and grace in our lives. The concluding reflections on the healing of the blind man in John 9 challenge us to trust in Jesus' power, testify courageously, keep open hearts and minds, live in the light, and worship Jesus as Lord. This rich and multifaceted narrative offers timeless lessons about the nature of God and the human response to his revelation. May we be inspired to live in the light of these truths, allowing Jesus' light to transform and guide our lives in all areas.